This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, the CDC is warning us for a more vicious wave of the flu this flu season. Just as everybody was kind of relaxing and going, woo-hoo, we could kind of kick back a little bit. Flu shot was fairly effective this year. We're doing pretty good. We're almost out of the peak. Uh-uh. We're being told that there's going to be a more vicious wave coming through. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how women really need to lay off the diet drinks. Now they've been told that there's a 23% increased risk of stroke. We're also being told, this is an interesting study, that the average American does not eat enough protein. Really? U.S. adults do not consume enough protein? Everybody's been eating burgers and chicken fingers and throwing chicken on their pizza. I thought we take on too much meat, but we'll see about that. We got the Oscar winners that I didn't watch the Oscars. I didn't even realize the Oscars were on yesterday. I mean, I kind of knew. It's just, and from what we understand, it was kind of the lowest rated Oscars yet. We have an Amazon worker who got fired, and when anything happens at Amazon, it makes big news. Well, this Amazon worker got fired because she couldn't go to the bathroom. He couldn't go to the bathroom as often as he needed to because when he had Crohn's. And then I guess the hearings are going on drug prices. And Big Pharma is going to be facing senators this week to talk about why their drug prices are sky high and out of control. I don't really know what these Senate hearings really accomplish. You know, I mean, it goes on the news and everybody's like, yeah, suck it to them, suck it to them, suck it to them. But then if they say it's the insurance companies, then we got to get the insurance companies to have a Senate hearing. And then the insurance companies are going to blame it on Obamacare. But then we got to get Obama to come. He's going to be like, no, it wasn't me, it was Sebelius and Pelosi. And then they're going to try to find some reason. And I don't know. I don't really see much happening. But also we need to talk about YouTube, apparently, gives tips to kids on how to kill themselves. And a doctor allegedly has found this and is making this known. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just really quickly here, it was my hubby's birthday. It's kind of a milestone birthday. He doesn't want me to say, you know, what it is, but you guys could probably guess since I'm obviously not a spring chicken. Let's just say it wasn't his 30th, okay? And so for his birthday, we did a lot this weekend, but we took him to a Golden Knights game. Now, I live in Las Vegas, so we just lost all our colonic contents when the Golden Knights, in their inaugural year, went to the playoffs last year, right? And anybody who didn't buy season tickets, right, you know, really felt the pain. Even though it was expensive, it still was too rich for my blood. And anybody who didn't go to T-Mobile Arena to see a game last year, felt like they were unworthy. And so my husband has been to a game, but I haven't. Because, he went with a friend, and I just had it. So I bought some tickets, and they were pricey. But they were good seats. I mean, we got section 6, which is not a corner, but it's like a side view where we're sitting behind the players. And, you could see everything, and it was really, really good. The ice was really pretty. And, going to a hockey game, I've never been to a hockey game. But I was a little confused, okay? First, it was fantastic. I mean, T-Mobile Arena, the seats were almost like leather seats, even though I think they're vinyl, but they felt like leather seats. They're really comfy. So my tushy felt good. Usually these hard seats, you know, that feel like benches or metal, you know, kind of, I'd get a hemorrhoid flare up. But with this, my tushy was really comfortable. So that was good. Even though you're up on your feet for a lot of it. And then, people didn't stand the whole time. I mean, I've been to games where they stand the whole time. A lot of these people sit, probably because they're older, and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to, you know, get up, you know, for a good score, but we have good seats, so I might as well sit in them, that which was really, really interesting. The beer, the food was kind of expensive, but it was tasty. It was, like, yummy. That was some of the yummiest sports food in T-Mobile Arena. So I know people are knocking the price, but, dang, it was actually really, really good. But I thought if I went to a hockey game, there'd be fights. That there would be, you know, a lot. And I've been watching Golden Knights play, and they're really, really, I mean, honestly, everybody was really classy. Just the whole, I mean, we were playing the Winnipeg Jets, so, you know, people sang the Canadian National Anthem. We sang the American National, excuse me, National Anthem. And so you saw pride for both countries. Very, very cool. I didn't see anybody kneel. It was just a real, real respectful game. But then, during the game, I mean, maybe there was a little pushing, but I thought hockey games for years, it was my first game, I thought hockey games were supposed to be, you know, like, really, really, like, you know, a lot of fighting and things like that. And then I found myself being the same hypocrite that a lot of us are, where we want these games safer, and we want people to be more sportsmanlike, but then we go to a game, and we're like, well, wait a second, you know, where's the brawls? Where's the blood? Where's the... No! And so, you know, I left disappointed, not because of their performance. I mean, we lost, you know, but I left disappointed because I was like, I just thought that it was going to be more active than you would see at a football game, at a, you know, like, but, you know, even football, you don't see the fights anymore. All the players kind of running on the field, and I get it. It's dangerous. I get it. There's been some real bad stuff. But it was good, but, you know, don't go to a hockey game now thinking you're going to see an 80s, 90s, 2000-style game. I think they're really starting to kind of clean things up a little bit, and, you know, like, you know, I thought there was supposed to be, like, people nude behind the glass, right, trying to distract the players. You didn't have any of that. I mean, it was really respectable, which is fine, which is kind of what we want. I don't want to see nude people running around, but it was a different hockey game from what I expected. But I would definitely go back again. And if you guys ever are in Vegas, you gotta go see the Golden Knights and whoever they're playing. Doesn't matter. It's a fantastic show. Very well done. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the CDC is reporting that a more severe wave of flu is to come. Now, we're supposed to be coming out of the peak. Usually peak flu season is December to February. And as we're coming up on March pretty quickly here, because February is a short month, which, by the way, really ticks me off when it comes to rent, you know, and insurance and things like that. 28 days, really? You don't get paid earlier. You still have to work the full 2 weeks before you get paid. Yet your rent gets 3 free days, right? You know, it's, I would like a law to make February a little longer. That's just me. All right. But that's neither here nor there. So flu season goes from October to end of May. Peak December to February. We sometimes see a resurgence of some strains, not the predominant strains, in the spring, the March, April, May. Well, we're being told that rather than influenza B, we're starting to see more influenza A, that's the H3N2 strain. Now, the H3N2 strain is the nasty one that took 80,000 lives last year. So we lost about 80,000 people to flu-related deaths from H3N2. This year hasn't been as bad, knock on wood, because it's been H1N1. But the CDC is like, hold the phone. H3N2 is a-coming. So for the week ending February 16th, 2019, you'll hear terms like week 6 and 7, and that's basically, the weeks of the new year. So like, we're coming into week 8 of the new year. So they go, we got week 8. We're not talking about week 7 or 8 of the flu season that started back in October. They're talking about, from the calendar year. So for the week ending February 16th, the CDC reports the following. And this is a quote, because, most of us don't talk like the CDC does. CDC sounds a lot more intelligent than we do. They said the percentage of respiratory specimens testing positive for influenza viruses at clinical labs increased. So it's not going down or peaking yet. It's still increasing. Influenza H1N1, PDMO9 viruses still predominated in most areas of the country. However, the H3 viruses have predominated in Region 4, these are certain regions in the country, and accounted for 47% of subtyped influenza A viruses detected nationally during week 7, which was last week. During the most recent 3 weeks, H3, which is the H3N2 virus, were reported more frequently than influenza H1 in Region 6 and 7. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that H3N2 is starting to surpass the H1N1 cases. So, WebMD also reported on this, and in an interview with Lynette Brammer, lead of CDC's Domestic Influenza Surveillance Team, she says, it looks like we are moving from an H1 wave to an H3 wave, and she says, in quotes, there's still a lot of flu to come. Now, I, have been doing telemedicine the last few weeks, and oh my gosh, I'm loving it. But boy, we're getting a lot of flu. And we're getting a lot of flu in people who had the flu shot. Now, that's concerning. Now, of course, you can't use my statistics, to determine flu shot efficacy, because if somebody didn't call me because they didn't get the flu because they got the flu shot, how are we getting those numbers? Knock on wood, I got the flu shot this year, and I have not gotten the flu. So, did I not get the flu because that flu shot worked like it was supposed to? Or did I not get the flu because the flu didn't come by Dr. Dahlia's mouth? Now, my mouth is always open, trust me. Honestly, I should be breathing in flu every time I talk. I'm going to say the flu shot protected me. Because, I am around other people. Now, how is the susceptibility of Tamiflu? And, they're doing good. They say right now the antiviral medications are looking 99% plus. So I wrote a little article on this so you guys could kind of take a look. I have the summary showing what's going on with week 7. And you start to see a little bit of a drop of the H1N1 reporting, but you start to see more H3N2 rising. And when you see the proportion of flu samples that are tested, and we see how much of the red versus the brown, because that's the color key they use, we're almost looking at 50-50. Now, some of you will say, okay, well, you know what? That data is nice and dandy, but how many people actually go when they get the flu to the doctor and get tested and get subtyped? Not a lot. I'm trying to tell people to go. But people don't want to pay a copay at the doctor. People don't want to pay, to go to the urgent care or the ER. I get that. People don't want to spend the money. So they may go, I have the flu. I know I have the flu. And I'm going to stay home and I'm going to try to take care of it myself. And most flu will go away on its own. The problem is these flu-related deaths really blow people's minds because they're like, well, they were down for the count with the flu. How did they know they were going to die? I mean, we lost a lot of kids last year. I think we've lost about 26 kids already this year. That's too many. Any childhood death, any death from flu is too many. So, you know, we talked about, you know, how to know if your flu is turning deadly. If the fever doesn't go away after a couple days and it just keeps rising, or if you start having trouble breathing, or if the cough is getting worse and worse, or, you know, you feel like I'm going to die, you know, you've got to get yourself seen. And it's frustrating because people don't want to look like, you know, a hypochondriac. You know, how you approach your medical provider if you have something that you think you need to be, that needs to be treated, is you don't lie. Okay, we don't want any lying, but be honest and be dead honest. Okay, and tell them exactly what you want. So if you're worried that you're going to be a casualty from the flu, then that's exactly what you tell your doctor and say, look, you know, I hear of these flu-related deaths from pneumonia, from heart attack. Well, I'm having chest pain. I don't know if it's from pneumonia, I don't know if it's from heart attack, or if I'm worried about it. Can you convince me that I am not going to be one of these casualties by checking my heart and checking my lungs? That's honest. And then the medical provider will probably check your heart and lungs. If he thinks you need an EKG, he'll do it. If she thinks you need a chest x-ray, they'll do it. But that's exactly what you say. Say, look, you know, I know this is a flu. I know I'm supposed to feel horrible, but how do I know this isn't going to get worse? I don't want to wake up dead. You know? And that's a real honest request. Now, the other problem is, you know, many of you guys are sitting there laughing going, Dr. Dahlia, have you ever had the flu? If you ever had the flu, there's no way you're going to get dressed, right? Put a bra on, get into your car, drive, right, 30 minutes in traffic to your doctor's office, wait in a waiting room for 2 hours, pay a $75 copay or $150 towards your deductible, get into the office, wait in the medical clinic for another half hour to hour, then to be seen, to be told you have the flu. I get that. I've had the flu. I do not want to leave my bed. I do not want to put on a bra. Those are one of those days where there is no bra. I'm going to wear a shirt, obviously, because I don't want to scare the kids or the cats or the dog. But still, you know, so that's the other thing, too. So you have a lot of people with the flu, and we're just not going to get the numbers. Now, the CDC extrapolates. The CDC accounts for it. They go, okay, well, you got some people that aren't going to leave the bed. You got this, you got this, you got this. So they extrapolate. But do we really know how many people got sick? Unless somebody tells their doctor, I have the flu, and that doctor then turns around and reports it. But the doctor may not report it if there's no laboratory evidence. You know how many people tell me they had the flu? Like, man, I was sneezing and coughing, and the cough wouldn't let up. And I was making noise at the movie theater, and somebody said, I had the flu. Okay, if you had the flu, you wouldn't have been at the movies. I mean, you would have been down for the count. You would not have been moving. So we're not getting the most accurate numbers. We are getting an underestimation. So why am I telling you this? Well, if you've already had the flu, you could still get the flu again. Don't be acting like, oh, I had the flu, so I'm good. No, you might have had the H1N1 flu. So I would say go and get vaccinated. Okay, stay away from people who are sick. Alright, and don't be caught with your pants down. Be prepared that there is flu. Oh, can we say that anymore? Don't be caught with your, don't be caught. I don't even know what we're allowed to say. I know, you have to be really politically correct these days. Just don't be caught without protection for the flu. We're talking about the figurative flu vaccine pants. That's what we're talking about. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says North Korea will have a chance to give up its nuclear weapons when he meets with Kim Jong-un later this week. With more on our top story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At the White House, the president told America's governors that North Korea could have a great financial future if it would just finish taking the steps to denuclearize.
We want denuclearization, and I think he'll have a country that will set a lot of records for speed in terms of an economy.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during a trip to Bogota, Colombia, today. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics is reporting that the average ticket for domestic air travel was $343 in 2018. That's the lowest ticket prices have been since they were first tracked in 1995. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. I want to talk about this case here. We have a Amazon worker, well, I guess was fired, and is now suing the company over lack of bathroom breaks. Nicholas Stover is suing the company after being fired from a Winchester, Kentucky call center, for which his supervisor told him was time theft. Oh, boy. I see where this is going. In the involuntary termination letter that he got on December 21, there was no written reason for his dismissal, although he says his supervisor accused him of taking too much personal time due to his excessive bathroom breaks. Because of the disease, Stover says he was forced to use a bathroom more often than other employees, causing him to get reprimanded on a consistent basis. Now, episodes of symptoms of Crohn's disease can occur without warning, can require urgent response, including the immediate need for bathroom facilities. Crohn's disease is really debilitating, and many of them need to live by a bathroom. So Stover made an 18-page complaint. He believed the company violated the Americans with Disabilities Act with unyielding and inhumane policies regarding bathroom access for the suit. It mentions he disclosed the disease when he applied for the job during training after he was hired in November 2016. In the lawsuit filed on February 15th, he is seeking $3 million in damages for lost wages and a significant amplification of the symptoms. Within daily life at the Kentucky Call Center, employees are given an hour of mealtime, two 15-minute breaks, and 20 minutes a week of personal time. Now, that's interesting. That 20 minutes a week of personal time is extra. I believe most labor laws demand 10 minutes every 4 hours, and as well as a lunch break. And then, so it sounds like they're being pretty ample, and lunch breaks are usually half hour. So that's pretty nice, and I agree. I think an hour is good, because that gives you time to go do some banking, things like that. Now, the complaint mentions that the allotted time for bathroom breaks cannot be changed by employees. After 6 months, he requested unscheduled bathroom breaks, a closer desk to the bathroom, and accommodations for his intravenous treatment of the disease. From what we understand, they were all denied or pushed to the side. HR mentioned if they met his bathroom needs, they would have to do so for everyone else, according to this lawsuit. In April 2017, Amazon said they don't monitor toilet breaks. That was in response to a story from British journalist James Bloodworth. In a book, he described some desperate measures their workers in the UK were forced to do to meet high productivity targets. Now, they say it's still unknown how widespread these bathroom policies are and if it is a single instance as an outlier. Now, a spokesman from Amazon said the company does not comment on pending lawsuits. So, okay, a lot of you guys are going, now, wait a second here. I go through that at work also. Getting up to go to the bathroom. Now, I've had jobs where it was fine. They were like, please go. And I had kind of already gotten used to, you know, my elevator talk, you know, what I have to say to go to the bathroom. And I'd be like, okay, so I have to go potty. I have to, think I have diarrhea. Okay, you know, can I run really quick? I promise I'll be super quick, and then I'll go back, and I'll stay late. Because they're like, go. And so I have been very fortunate to rarely have a problem. Also, as a girl, you can always throw the period card, you know, and say, oh, my gosh, I'm leaking. You know, I don't want to have to go home and have to change my pants. I need to run to the bathroom now, and you could go. And for the most part, most bosses have been really, really cool. Although I'm still in the habit of telling everybody when I have to pee. You know, my husband's like, you always tell everybody you have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, well, it's because, you know, I've worked a lot of jobs. And you had to kind of tell them why you were leaving your desk, where you were going. So I'm still in the habit. Here I am, 20-some years later, telling everybody that I have to go pee and what I have to do. Do I have to go number one? Do I have to go number two? You know, do I have to prevent toxic shock? What am I actually doing? So I give a real vivid dissertation of what I'm doing. Not that that's necessary, and in fact, now you can get in trouble at work. Okay, well, that made people feel at unease. You're like, are you kidding me? All right. But having had employees, the bathroom is a great place for people to go when they, you know, want to check their phone or want to, you know, answer some texts or, you know, just take a break. And so, you know, I rarely had people abuse that, but, you know, I'm like, look, call your kid, call your whatever. I mean, you know, as long as you give them ample time to do that. But we did have one that I remember would always be in the bathroom. And I asked, you know, if there's any medical issue, do you need kind of a anonymous, like a very generic note, whatever? And they're like, no. And again, they really weren't going to the bathroom, they just didn't want to work. And, you know, the staff said, look, you know, they never file, they never answer the phones, they never whatever. So, as an employer, I've seen a lot. And so I understand why management needs to kind of crack down on this stopping to get up and go to the bathroom, especially in this texting age, okay? I am very fortunate to have my phone. Like right now, I have my phone right here in the studio. I will not answer a text until break time, but I get to go on break every 10-minute segment. So I have the opportunity all morning or afternoon long to at least have access to my phone. Well, if you're at a call center and you're supposed to be just sitting there working and not, you know, stopping to go on your phone, what do some people do when they want to answer some texts? They're going to say, I got to go to the bathroom. So this is an issue. I mean, you would think this wouldn't be a big headline, but now we have somebody who has Crohn's who says, look, this was my Crohn's, and I couldn't go to the bathroom because Amazon had this policy. Well, why do they have this policy? Well, probably because they have thousands of workers that want to, you know, take a break or text or whatever. And having 20 minutes personal time a week on top of scheduled breaks, on top of lunch hour, is pretty nice. But we don't live in a society like that where you could wait 4 hours until you get your break. Or wait 2 hours until you get your break. So basically, you're supposed to work 2 hours, get your 15-minute break, work another 2 hours, have your lunch. So, you know, can anybody be away from their phone for 2 hours? The average answer is no. If my kids are texting me, I want to drop everything and text them back if I'm not allowed to take their phone call. Now, in the olden days, no. You wouldn't speak to daddy or mommy or whatever all day. You would have to deal with stuff yourself. Some of it was really bad, or you would have to call a family friend. That's not the way our society is right now. Now, Crohn's, real bad inflammatory condition. We've talked about Crohn's before. It's basically inflammation of the digestive tract. You get severe diarrhea, abdominal pain, fatigue, weight loss, malnutrition. Some people with Crohn's need to have part of their bowel removed. I've heard of people dying from Crohn's. You know, the surgeries could be pretty rough. And so with, you know, with Crohn's disease, you end up having a lot of malnutrition. You end up kind of being immunocompromised because, you know, you could have mouth sores, you could have blood in the stool, you could have, you know, inability to, you know, retain food. And so some people with Crohn's can be pretty severe. And so when you get this, there's not a lot of jobs a lot of people with Crohn's can have. Unless they take a job which allows them frequent breaks. So then the next question people have is, well, you know, if employers need to do what they need to do, right, and they need to, you know, have certain productivity or make sure people aren't taking advantage, should people with certain issues avoid certain jobs? Well, the Americans with Disabilities Act is supposed to protect all of us from being told not to have a job or being denied a job based on a disability that we have. But when is it on us to choose a job that is a little bit more flexible with our condition? So let's say I have certain back issues. Let's say I do. You know, I probably should not pick a job that requires lifting and then ask for accommodations. I should probably pick a job that doesn't. But Amazon's been getting a lot of heat. And if it's true that you don't even get to take a break to go potty, they're going to be in trouble with this one. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess the Oscars were on last night, and it was my husband's birthday, so we went out. So we didn't see it. It sounds like a lot of people didn't see it. From what we understand, the Oscar ratings, I believe, were at its second lowest. There might have been, they said, a little spike in some of the latest numbers, but they didn't do as well as they should have. Apparently, they didn't have a host. I don't know if you guys have been following all the drama. Okay, I used to watch the Oscars because I guess we used to know a lot of the movies. This year, I think Green Book won, and I did see trailers for that, and I thought it looked like a great movie, especially since it had Viggo Mortensen in it. Bohemian Rhapsody I saw, and Bohemian Rhapsody, Rami Malek won Best Actor. Rami was excellent, but then I guess he fell off the stage. Did you guys see that? I guess he fell off the stage, but he still had his trophy. I'm not really sure what happened with that. Guess he was posing for pictures, but he's okay. All right. I didn't get to see the opening Adam Lambert and Queen. Adam Lambert, I'm a huge fan of, fantastic artist. Apparently, he helped open the show, but there was no technical host. I guess the drama behind the whole host thing is, this was interesting. Apparently, the Oscars, remember, were being boycotted years ago by Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and many people because they thought that the Oscars were racist, that the Oscars were not honoring many of the talent that was African-American. And there was, I believe, a mostly Caucasian lineup of nominees that one year. I don't remember. It was a few years back. And so since then, there's been a lot of diversity. And from what we were told, Kevin Hart was asked to then host this year's. I think Chris Rock was asked to host that year that, I guess there was the boycott. Chris Rock was host. Then, I'm not sure what happened last year. And then Kevin Hart was asked to host this year. Kevin Hart, funny guy. Love watching him in the movies. Great, comedian. However, Kevin Hart had a lot of controversy then stem immediately after his, the honor bestowed of being a host, because apparently there were tweets from the past that had been found that were allegedly homophobic. So the tweets began circulating, and then Kevin Hart posted a reaction on Instagram, which was kind of an apology, kind of not an apology, and he vowed to be a different person, but blamed people for searching for a reason to be angry. He did delete the tweets from his account. So Kevin Hart stepped down from hosting the Oscars. Obviously, you know, you can't have a history of having anything that's a slur, obviously. But they couldn't find anybody else. I guess we were told Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, had been approached even before Kevin Hart, and he declined it. So people were declining the job to host the Oscars. Now, you would scratch your head and go, whoa, whoa, wait a second, wait a second. Hosting the Oscars is the gig of a lifetime. This is something that Steve Martin got to do. Billy Crystal, Jon Stewart, Chris Rock, you are joining, you know, some of the best of the best, the creme de la creme, to host an Oscars. Okay? I mean, you know, that means you are funny and you are enough, you are, you know, talented enough to do this. But nobody wanted to take on the job. Why is that? Because just like running for politics, you are going to be vetted these days. And if anything comes up from your past, anything, your career could be ruined. So here's Kevin Hart getting the gig of a lifetime, and somebody finds out that he was making homophobic tweets. And so, you know, for any of us that, you know, I feel very strongly against that, you say, well, then, you know, maybe that person isn't worthy of then hosting the Oscars. Especially when, you know, the Oscars tries to be as diversified as possible. So that's why all that drama came out. So how did the Oscars go without a host? They said it went okay. You know, especially since a lot of people don't watch. But here's the thing. They said 30 million people did watch. You know, they looked at the costumes. They looked at who won. They looked at, I mean, we don't know the exact number. Last year, 26.5 million. That was when Jimmy Kimmel hosted. Jimmy Kimmel had hosted a couple years in a row. One of the lower rating, that was probably one of the lowest rating Oscars was last year. The Shape of Water won. I don't think any of us have seen that movie. The Green Book won this time. And, you know, there was a lot of good winners. I'm a big fan of Viggo Mortensen, but he didn't win. But Mahershala Ali did win for a supporting role. Olivia Colman won for supporting actress in lead role. Supporting role Regina King won if Beale Street Could Talk. Best animated feature of the year was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Now, I didn't see that, but it was up against Incredibles 2, which really wasn't that good, and Ralph Breaks the Internet, which I didn't see. Cinematography went to Roma. I have to see that. I haven't seen that. Costume design nominees went to Black Panther. Achievement in directing went to Roma. Best documentary, Free Solo. Short subject, none of us really watch those, but period, end of sentence. That's an interesting name. Achievement in film editing went to Bohemian Rhapsody, which I thought was excellent. You guys have to see Bohemian Rhapsody. If you like rock and you were a fan of Queen, you have to see that. That was a fantastic movie. In terms of achievement in makeup and hairstyling, Vice won that. In terms of original score, Black Panther. In terms of music, A Star is Born. From what I understand, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper sang a song together, but everyone is making fun of them because they look too lovey-dovey. Best Motion Picture. It was up against Bohemian Rhapsody and The Favorite and Black Panther and Black KKK Klansman, but Green Book won. And Viggo Mortensen is so sexy. I really need to see that movie. But, you know, as you can see, if you really didn't see a lot of these movies, you wouldn't know. So, you know, where does the Academy Awards go from here? Why are less people watching? Well, for me, I don't care about the whole, I don't really like hearing politics. And when I'm hearing that stars are going up on the microphone, I think that happened this year too. I'm not really sure. I haven't paid attention. But where stars come up and start bashing Trump or start going on political bends, again, that's my problem. I like to watch football without politics. I like to watch entertainment without politics. I can't stand politics being infused in everything. And so I'm not going to watch the Oscars just to hear somebody bash the president or love the president. I don't really want to hear about Washington. I want to hear about Viggo Mortensen. That's just kind of why I'm watching the Oscars. The other thing that I find really kind of bothersome about watching the Oscars is I don't really like to, you know, see, I don't know, these people wear like $5,000 gowns or $10,000 gowns and jewelry and things like that when, you know, it's like, you know, there's, you know, kids starving and, you know, there's all this glory about being all dressed up and pictures. And, you know, mind you, I like getting pictures taken and I love red carpet events. But if I'm not on the red carpet, I really don't like to watch a bunch of other people on the red carpet. Is that bad for me to say? I mean, I especially actors and actresses, I just don't know. You know, and hearing them go, oh yeah, the producer did a good job and I love working with so-and-so and, you know, those. I don't care about that. You know, and for me to waste 3.5 hours of my life on that, it better be something I care about. It better be a friend of mine that's being nominated. It better be a movie I really, really like or care about. Now, some of you feel that same way with sports, and I argue with you all the time. Like, well, I don't want to sit there and watch sports and watch a 3-hour football game. I say you're crazy, but I get it. If that really has no bearing on your life, I get it. You could do other things in that time. I get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.